Allora, aloha, ok, so, yesterday I came up with, I had a moment, the privilege to share some channeling with two friends, good, great listeners, and it came out great, and Tor asked me this morning if I can do it also in English, if I can, and I wish to take this challenge, thank you. Because this knowledge is for all of us. So, here we go. I'll put this aside. Mini-me. Say hello. Opa. Thank you. Okay. What I want to tell you is like this. What I know from the Kabbalah, there's a lot of things I'm talking about now about four worlds of creation. Basically, what I understand is that when God created the world, the whole creation, He created it with four worlds: nobility, atzilut, creation, bria, formation, yetzira, action, asiya, and it went from infinite of possibilities, narrowed down into dense reality, what we call 3D, what we see with five senses, but not just. In the world of action, we see the world of formation around us. We are forming, we see forms and colors and sounds and tastes and feelings. Anyway, now, we have a chakra system, right? All of us know this. For those who know, this is like a not first grade in all this energetic stuff. So I see how this stuff, these four worlds, is coming to, let me rephrase it. Another four words to do with these four worlds. In nobility, atzilut, sits the intention and the meanings. In the creation sits the mind, the mental, the mind. In the formation sits emotion. And in the... four words. Nobility. Atzilut, Bria, Yetzira, Asiya. Kavana, Machshava, Dibur, Maaseya. There you go. Kavana, intention and meaning, Machshava, thoughts. Thought creates, right? Yetzira, the Dibur, speech. In the formation, it's speech. And Asiya, doing, is action. Action, doing. Okay. Another four words on this scale. Spiritual world, mental world, emotional world, physical world. And this will be a tough one to English, but I'll do the best I can. It's called the physical out. I read this. It's called Pshat, Remez, Drash, Vesod. Now don't take me exactly, look for it. Pshat means simple. So when you see the stuff as you see it, this is what it is, the physical. What you see, this is what it is. Remez is a clue. When you look at what it is and you look at it deeply, you start to get clues about something. You start to see more details. Drash means you are now wanting to learn it. There is something going on, you want to learn it, so you examine it third time. And sod, which is the secret, is when you examine it the fourth time. Okay? So the secret sits in the spirit. The seeking, really wanting to learn is in creation. The clues are in formation. Interesting. And the simple is in the action. So basically, when you have to do something, so you know, kiss, keep it simple, stupid. Right, now let's go to the chakric system. Chakric system and the toroid shape, which is the electric field around us, right? So I'll say we have the electric field around us, and then we have the seven chakras. So, do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, si, red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, purple. Okay. Now, look at this. These three chakras, it's another electromagnetic field which represents the lower worlds, which means the survival, the physical world, okay, mainly, and the emotions as well, physics and emotion, or if you like, you okay? Okay. And this bit, another energy field, represents the spiritual world. And what connects this and this, or this and this, is this, the heart chakra, which is the strongest pulse maker, the shamash. He all the seven is the menorah. Menorah is like the lamp. So there is seven lamp, and the center lights all the rest. So this movement we all the time hear, what is this moving from third dimension to fifth dimension? What's the deal? What is this? You know, every person has his own interpretation. Here goes mine. So, I've been practicing the labyrinth system many, many years, and I figure out something. This labyrinth has a key. It's a sequence. The sequence is 3, 2, 1, 4, 7, 6, 5, 8. Okay? Now, how do I use this information in a meditative thing? I go, I relax myself. I do my grounding, you know, feel the earth and all of that. I'll be quick, you know, I just want to show you this. It takes time and you have to do relax, not the way I show it. It's just for show now. So, I imagine energy coming from the ground, going up to and enters my red chakra, which is like a conus like this, this red chakra. And all the rest chakras are like conus out and backwards, and the crown is like, again, chakra that goes up. So the energy comes from the earth into the chakra and then go through the chakra up to the orange chakra and through to the yellow chakra. Here something happens. Now, that was in a one breath. Now, I put my hands here and I breathe deep, imagining this color and this tune, sound, note, and I do it. This is third chakra. Remember the sequence. 3, 2, 1, 4, 7, 6, 5, 8. So in the fifth, I go to the eight. And in the fifth, I finish the whole sequence from the moment I entered to the third chakra. Okay, here we go. yesterday I had this thing going on. When I did it, it was like, so, yeah, never mind. Now I just, you know, translate it to show you, figure it out, you know, if you do it and you get some experience, you know, let me know, because this is amazing. Now, what I figure out, just I want to be clear, I don't feel it was clear. When you get to the fifth chakra, so as in the third chakra, you came in with the energy to the third, and you do all the thing, and you get to the fifth, then you go again in to the chakra and go up through the third eye and through the conus of the crown out to the eighth, which the eighth is the center of the labyrinth. Being in that space, in silence, to each his own, you know, each one in his own experience. And, you know, going out is also a good, coming back to reality is also, you can finish it here if you like and stay in the eight, or you can do the grounding thing, which is coming back, back on your steps, coming to the five, six, crown, heart, root, this one and that one, and then earth. I lost my train of thought for a moment. Yeah, this is, for me, I believe this is one of the ideas of gates to move from third dimension perspective and reality, which is only based on a linear five senses, left brain orientation. And fifth dimension is when you include the higher world. So you have the survival and the spiritual. When you start to act in the world of action with the spiritual expression, then you are wholesome, you're thinking wholesome. And the only way to get to the fifth dimension is through the heart. This is all knowledge say this. The only way to get into salvation is through an open heart. You cannot enter there if you are only in these three chakra system and unbalanced. You cannot figure it out if you are unbalanced. So first you have to balance, figure it out, enter to your heart, go up to this spiritual investigation, if you like, and then put it all together. How you see your world with a physical and a spiritual aspects together. It's not about believing in any kind of religion. Infinity is the same for everybody. So if people want to find a reason to separate, they'll find it, right? The idea is now to get back to the light. So together, we are all in this together. And I believe this is raising the frequency, finding the compassion to see the world and the courage to see it through and stay healthy and clean. And I don't know. What message more I can say? Differentiate technologies from synthetic technology to organic technology, because telepathy in an organic technology is we are communicating on empathic or telepathic wave or whatever, the groovy thingy. But synthetic telepathy is not organic. Synthetic telepathy will be like psychotronics mindfuck. Sorry for my language, but I'm annoyed from having all this different thing. But in the same time, I use the synthetic technology to reach you. So just know how to use your tool, you know, so you are not damaging yourself. That's it. Remember to breathe. I love you. Next lesson will be... before next lesson, and I say goodbyes... If you practice this method, which I just shared, because I will definitely want to check it out as well, and you have experiences, share in the comments, and I don't know, this is like first time I'm going to tell things and like this, so I'm excited, I love you all, this world is meant to thrive, and therefore no narrative of a darkened separation will slow us down. It's time to lift the vibe, pop up the volume, and tune in. Love you. Bless you.